It's September 2nd, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin's overnight pullback, DeFi exchange dominance, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Bitcoin slid 4.3% early Wednesday, wiping out the prior day's gains and then some, as the US dollar strengthened against the euro and other major currencies. The move lower pushed the largest cryptocurrency back toward the middle of its range over the past month, between roughly $10,500 and $12,400 per token. The leading cryptocurrency is currently trading at near $11,250, representing a 6% decline on the day, according to CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. Earlier this morning, prices dropped by nearly $400 in just a few minutes. CoinDesk Omkar Godble reports that the sell-off has coincided with the news that the South Korean authorities have seized BitThumb, one of the country's biggest cryptocurrency exchanges by trading volume. We'll have more on that as the show goes on. Matty Greenspan, founder of the digital asset and foreign exchange analysis firm Quantum Economics, put a positive spin on Bitcoin's recent performance in a note to clients on Tuesday. Quote, one can't help but wonder whether the underperformance of Bitcoin in this market is actually a further sign of it moving toward being considered a safe haven asset, Greenspan wrote. If all the risk assets are outperforming, then surely the property of stability should count for something, end quote. That possibility cannot be ruled out as the US dollar is showing signs of life. Bitcoin has developed a relatively strong negative correlation with the greenback over the past few weeks. In traditional markets, CoinDesk Omkar Godble reports that the dollar index, which tracks the value of the greenback against majors, is now trading near 92.50 at press time, having clocked a 29-month low of 91.75 on Tuesday. Quote, corrective pressures are giving the greenback a reprieve, according to Mark Chandler, a former chief currency strategist at the British bank HSBC. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,463, while Ether is trading at $446, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
And digging a bit deeper into the original cryptocurrency, Bitcoin miners enjoyed a 23% increase in revenue during August, driven by higher network fees from increased on-chain transaction volume, as BTC avoided a daily close below $11,000 for the entire month. Bitcoin miners generated an estimated $368 million in revenue in August, and that's up from $300 million in July. It's also the third consecutive monthly increase in miner revenue, according to Coinmetrics data analyzed by CoinDesk. Revenue estimates assume miners sell their Bitcoins immediately, which, as we've shared on past shows, is not always the case, but network fees from Bitcoin sends brought in $39 million in August, or 10.7% of revenue, setting the highest percentage of fee-generated revenue in over 18 months. This was due, at least in part, to a continuation of July's upward trend, with average daily fees around $2 for the entire month of August, according to data from Coinmetrics. July's revenue increase coincided with rallies of the shares of publicly traded mining companies, several of which continue to outperform Bitcoin. Riot Blockchain and Marathon Patent Group have reported significant revenue increases and mining capacity growth over the past quarter. Even troubled Hangzhou, China-based Canaan Creative reported 160% revenue increase over the June period. Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
We'll be right back.
Trading volumes are surging on Uniswap and other so-called decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges, challenging established venues like Coinbase while driving up fees and congestion on the Ethereum blockchain. Uniswap, a semi-automated platform for matching buyers and sellers of cryptocurrencies and other digital assets, saw its trading volume climb to over $900 million on Tuesday, a more than tenfold gain over the past month, according to the website uniswap.info. The 24-hour trading volume has crossed above the $1 billion mark, at least 50% higher than daily trading volumes observed on Coinbase Pro, the largest US-based centralized cryptocurrency exchange. The rise of decentralized exchanges, or DEXs, represents a new chapter of this year's boom in decentralized finance. The fast-growing ecosystem known as DeFi consists of automatic lending and trading platforms, built atop distributed computing networks like Ethereum and constructed from open-source software and programmable cryptocurrencies. Uniswap's usage has grown so rapidly that it's taken over the top spot among fee payers on the Ethereum network, where most of the DeFi development is taking place. Uniswap has now moved into the top spot in total value locked at $1.7 billion, CoinDesk reported Tuesday, while overall decentralized exchange volumes nearly tripled in August to $11.6 billion from July levels. Quote, as DeFi assets approach $10 billion, one narrative we may see is that crypto is a completely separate new sphere of economics and finance, according to a blog post Tuesday by FinTech Blueprint. Traders on Uniswap have paid $5 million, that's 10,805 ETH, in transaction fees in the past 24 hours, according to the data source etherscan.io. That's more than double the amount paid for transfers on the dollar-linked stablecoin Tether, which had been the top contributor, according to ethgasstation.info. And SushiSwap, a five-day-old unaudited project that's an adaptation of Uniswap, has already moved into the number three spot of payers for Ethereum's gas, which is the unit used to calculate fees for token transfers on the Ethereum blockchain. There's already $81 million of liquidity for Sushi on Uniswap, and the 24-hour trading volume of $151 million exceeds that of spot market cryptocurrency trading volumes on mid-tier exchanges like Binance US, Gemini, and Poloniex. DeFi has grown so quickly that centralized exchanges from Binance to FTX have rushed to roll out indexes, and new trading contracts like futures and perpetual swaps linked to those indexes, to give investors a way to bet on the industry segment's growth.
And finally, South Korean authorities have reportedly seized BitThumb, one of the country's biggest cryptocurrency exchanges by trading volume. The Seoul newspaper reported Wednesday that officers from the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency's Intelligent Crime Investigation Unit had raided BitThumb's headquarters, located in the capital's central Gangnam district. The police action was apparently linked to a $25 million token sale hosted on BitThumb and a proposed acquisition by a Singapore platform, BTHMB, that never materialized. BitThumb's chairman, Lee Jung-hoon, has been accused of fraud and illicitly sending funds overseas. CoinDesk has approached BitThumb for confirmation. This is the second raid of a Korean cryptocurrency exchange in just a week. BitThumb is one of Korea's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. 24-hour trading volume stood at over 365 million, according to CoinGecko.
And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.